This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The UN Security Council has resoundingly defeated a U.S. resolution to indefinitely extend the UN arms embargo on Iran, with the Trump administration getting support from only the Dominican Republic. The U.S. vowed further action to prevent Tehran's sale and export of conventional weapons. Friday's vote in the 15-member council was 2 in favor, 2 against, and 11 abstentions, leaving it far short of the minimum 9 yes votes required for adoption. Russia and China strongly opposed the resolution but didn't need to use their vetoes. The Trump administration has said repeatedly it will not allow the arms embargo provision in the Security Council resolution, endorsing the 2015 nuclear agreement between Iran and 6 major powers to expire as scheduled October 18th. European Union ministers agreed Friday to draw up a list of targets in Belarus for a new round of sanctions in response to strongman Alexander Lukashenko's post-election crackdown. Sweden's Foreign Minister Ann Lind sent a tweet that the EU will now initiate a process of sanctions against those responsible for the violence, arrest, and fraud in connection with the elections. Once that list is finalized, each individual or entity on it will have to be approved unanimously by member states, but officials said none of the 27 raised objections to the idea of sanctions. Chinese shoppers on Friday expressed dismay at news that traces of the coronavirus had been found in imported frozen food, some saying they would avoid the products. The two cities in China reported that they found the virus in frozen chicken wings imported from Brazil and shrimp from Ecuador Thursday. This is VOA News. The Argentine biotech firm working on the production of 400 million doses of AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine for Latin America said Friday it would begin shipping the active substance of the product to Mexico for completion. The news of the development of a potential vaccine in Argentina and Mexico raised hopes in Latin America, which has seen just under a third of global deaths and cases and continues to be one of the worst hotspots. There are now more than 763,000 deaths resulting from COVID-19 globally, with more than 168,000 in the United States. There are more than 21 million confirmed infections, with the U.S., Brazil, and India making up more than half. The U.S. Postal Service has warned 46 states and the District of Columbia it cannot guarantee all ballots cast by mail before the November election will arrive in time to be counted, according to the Washington Post. The Postal Service is bracing for an unprecedented number of mail-in ballots as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. At the same time the need for timely delivery of the mail is peaking, service has been curtailed amid cost-cutting and efficiency measures ordered by the Trump-appointed new Postmaster General. U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren's office said the Postal Service Inspector General is looking into reports of service disruptions and other issues. President Trump said at a news conference Friday that he would free billions of dollars for the Postal Service if congressional Democrats give us what we want in coronavirus relief package negotiations. Meanwhile, New Jersey's governor announced that his state would move to a nearly all mail-in voting process for November's election. Also Friday, the Maine Letter Carriers Union endorsed former Vice President Joe Biden for president. The United States said on Friday that it has seized 4 Iranian fuel shipments en route to Venezuela and confiscated the cargoes, disrupting a key supply line for both Tehran and Caracas as they defied U.S. sanctions. A Justice Department statement said with the assistance of foreign partners, the seized property is now in U.S. custody, adding that the amount confiscated from 4 tankers was approximately 1.1 million barrels of fuel, making it the largest ever U.S. seizure of Iranian fuel. It did not specify when, where, or how the seizure took place. Washington has imposed sanctions on both countries to choke oil exports and deprive them from their main source of revenue. And it's good to see the ouster of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.